I can trust a man like that to do the best he can. But on the substance, I think you do. He just raised the question of the politics on it. And also on the question of the land panel, you abolish that. It's a part of the OST, and of course the Dr. David, which we're abolishing anyway.
Right.
And there's no need for the land panel anymore.
How does it require the Richardson?
Well, land and Baker are both on the buyout, which is what it really is doing.
Right.
And whatever the land panel does on that area
right.
and stuff, the buyout can do. Well, they can do it.
Right. So fine. Tell them just fold it into buyout.
Okay.
Apart.
can have the counselors meeting on, I'll tell you what you could do, is do them the same day you do the NSC. You only do the NSC once a month, so that gets the counselors. You can do them Tuesday by Tuesday afternoon. See if their press conference is Thursday. So that's why I'm going to go on a night, but we have so few nights, so it's no problem. We just scratch that to those, right? Thursday afternoon is not a bad idea. Or Tuesday, why not Tuesday? The White House staff thing, should that be once a week? Maybe every day. I swear to God. He thinks I should sit down with him and you and Schultz.
Say, John, we're going to have one tomorrow.
what in the hell does he expect me to compete, you know, with little groups and clusters of cars up in this morning? He says he doesn't. He doesn't.
Oh, he's changed his mind.
I'm going to say.
Well, I told you he didn't recommend it, but he said, I think we've got to consider it. That's what he said.
We better consider it.
And I won't.
They need the feel.
Right back.
Not for therapy. No, not for us. You're back. But they, that credo, the larger White House staff cannot be, I'm afraid, one which they would prefer, and I understand this, where they contribute, right? Where they say, well, I told the man. The others there tell the man, but can we do that in the larger White House staff?
There aren't very many people who are in a position to be telling you.
As I said, I want you to have your meeting. Got the finance people, and they've got the others that are trying to handle. are good candidates, it's 72, unfortunately. I really think this thing, you got to give it some time. It isn't going to do any good instantly. Getting there and getting key congressional people, a lot of congressional people down here, hoping that the rapport between the White House and the Congress at levels other than the president.
And Henry, if I may urge Bill, kicking the ass out of the cabinet members so that they're doing exactly the same thing. Cabinet members have got to have
pretty much on this.
Senator Richardson can do a beautiful job.
This legislative affairs thing, he's done a good job. He's got good people in there.
Entertain,
right.
I suggest this just as a proposal. Now, next week is a week that I can do it, except Monday. I'm going to try to find a different and press thing off my Monday box. Budget on the bed, one of our best people, they all got here.
Thank you. is 13 Great Mistakes. It's a book written in 1968 by never heard of the book. I liked it 68. It isn't very well written, but it's exactly right. Murders, goddamn thing, whoever saw it. You know, what the hell became of that book? And why didn't it ever get to the book? We never heard of it, Doc. Every book published. That's what I thought. It was a publisher you never heard of. Malcolm Smith Jr. It's the damnedest thing you ever read. You can read it. You can read it in 2 hours, the whole book. Oh, he takes the Bay of Pigs, he takes the Cuban confrontation, he says it's also a disaster. Every goddamn thing was a disaster. And yet, the whole thing was to build a couple of expectations, and the more I think about it, Messenger with Kennedy. He still would have made the same mistakes because we had another example of this on this view. September, you drop 9 points, which was wild, and you lost the September. Great. We went up 7 points.
Yeah, that was because of the State of the Union.
Heavy television. You want State of the Union? Television? HEW veto? Television?
Right.
And a nighttime press conference.
Right.
All in one polling period. And that gave you a big rise. And in February, you had a huge drop.
That's a dip. Drop is 56.
And that's
56.
Okay, 10-point drop. And no reason.
I didn't speak about it.
In spite of, you went out, did your Midwest tour, and,
yeah, that went out. That's the store, right?
And, you did the State of the World report that Henry said was going to turn everything around. And a very heavy State of the Union follow-up operation.
Right.
Going through the text.
There was no television.
But no television.
And also the economy.
Okay. Then in July, you had a blip up, a 6-point blip up, and that was Cambodia.
Basically, if you look at that, the number in July, early May, have been a distortion because it's 59 in May, it's 57 in May. In other words, the Cambodian, despite all the yakking about Cambodia, because of the drama of it, didn't hurt us, and frankly, it was 56, 57, 59. And then in July early, he dropped to 55 and 61 then. But we want to remember, that's when we had the nationwide free television thing through there at the end of the campaign.
But what I figure is that you were on in that period, Cambodia, you were pretty much in a 55 point.
Right.
Cambodia.
Yeah. After Cambodia, you dropped to 55, 56. October 59, election 57.
Right. You floated through a...
But I was... But they were holding pretty well.
You floated there through a 55-point period, don't you?
Right.
I mean, it was
right.
Some ups and downs, but 55 was the level.
Right.
Then, in the early part of the next year, you had a drop.
Which we think was lost.
Through February, March, and April.
Which Harris Gallup also said we've got with Gallup. I mean, Lawless, which I think was the economy. And I think it was Laos too. In other words, we dropped to the 50% level there, and by God, we couldn't get off of it.
And then we held it through the whole year of 71.
You had only, in that whole period of time, you know, the thing that I was going to say,
yeah, that was in October.
The thing that I was going to say to you earlier, show you, it did not help. And I have a whole area. The China didn't help about that, did it? The August 15th announcement did not help.
What did not change the Gallup polls in the first term? In 69, what did change it for the European trip, the Korean incident? I think it had a blip, but it didn't change anything.
The European trip, so it helped to over up there.
But it didn't raise anything. It didn't change anything. The Midwest
Your own polls, how many people listen to the